Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
You're listening to part two of the Delphi Murders episode. If you haven't listened to part one yet, go back and listen. You're going to be confused. Otherwise, we break down all the evidence. And if you've already done that, cool. Here's part two.
Okay. So this is where it gets a bit sketchy. They announced that the original sketch from 2 years prior, the one that people have been going on, should now be considered a secondary sketch. So they're essentially like, all right, use this, not the other one, which is just really weird. And it was actually later reported, and they did admit that the whole time they always had the sketch that they showed 2 years later, this new sketch, was their original first sketch. But they just held on to that and released this other one. And even Doug Carter talks about it. He's like, I got a little flack for that. But, you know, we were trying to do, again, they were trying to keep so many parts of this kind of just for them to see if somebody, I think, would, like, out themselves. So, I don't know that.
Can we call this episode The Sketchy Sketch? It sounds like one of the Series of Unfortunate Events books.
I like The Sketchy Sketch because it's just odd that they would put this out 2 years later. So they also release the clip is only like, you know, 2 seconds long, but they release the clip of this guy walking and they're like, pay attention to his movements. Like, do you know anyone that walks like this? Obviously he's walking a little bit cautious again, because of the huge like gaps in the ties on this bridge. But he's got his hands in his pocket. Like he's still not that uncomfortable walking it. Like as if he'd, you know, he's walked it before. But they released the video, and this was the first time. They also released more of the recording, just one word more. So before we had the words down the hill, now has become guys down the hill. So it was like there was a greeting and then the directive.
Should we play the clip?
Oh, we're going to play the clip, but it is absolutely fucking terrifying and chilling. And they say, you know, they're like, this is the same person. Like, cause some people thought that it sounded like two different voices, but they're like, no, this is the same person, but it's wild. Okay. Let's play the clip. Because it is saying like guys, like down the hill. I hate it, and I hate that they had the wherewithal to be scared of this guy to film it. And anyway, so Carter goes on, like we said, he kind of just starts to address the killer. And this press conference, really, you guys should YouTube it. It's not that long, but it's highly intense and effective. Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes.
It's not too long. But he then goes on to say that they believe the killer lives and works in Delphi and is basically hiding in plain sight. Because they're kind of like, this person, like, nobody would know this area unless you were a local or you were here. This is not a random occurrence. And he addresses the killer during the press conference as someone that could be in the room, which is fucking terrifying. Like, he basically is like, you're probably here. We've probably interviewed you, or at least we've interviewed somebody that knows you well. And there's people in your life that know that you're different now after these murders. Like, he was talking to the murderer. And they also say that there's more to this recording on Libby's phone. Like, I know that there was, the girls were talking about how the guy was following them for a while, but they haven't released that part. They only released the guy's part for us to hear. So,
and they also think that, I mean, basically they think that someone knows this guy, but whoever knows him is obviously like afraid of him to come forward.
Yeah.
So that's part of it too.
Yeah.
And as far as theories go, we kind of explained it, but basically they think the bridge guy had a weapon on him, so he was able to kind of coerce the girls to go down the hill. And again, the theory is that they went down the hill on their own and not that they were carried or anything like that. They do think that there are two people involved. A profiler...
That's just one of the theories now with these two things. There's still a lot of people... Like, some people think it's two, I think... because of the two sketches, but I think there are also people that think
to think that it's one main person, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
A profiler said she believed it was a sexual deviant / psychopath who planned out the crime and location and just kind of was waiting for the victim. And they weren't specifically targeted. It was just the wrong place, wrong time for them. This person also said psychopaths generally fly under the radar in society and have regular jobs, don't stand out too much, and they can commit crimes like this and then just go, you know, do something completely normal, like go eat a burger with their families.
The killer that had pizza after they killed? Had a guy that like went and did all these things and then ate pizza and then like, Josh Powell.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, after, I think it was Josh, after that, wasn't
it? I remember Jean-Claude, like, had a full, like, breakfast with his, like, dead family.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the one guy with the bust? He just cut himself out of all his pictures and then was like, all right, I'm going to go on the run.
Yeah, these people have no feelings.
I mean, this is crazy because it really is, like, a Criminal Minds episode come to life, and it's just...
Yeah.
Like, very wild and scary that it is real. And so as far as things now, the cops have basically been saying that they're one tip away from solving this for a while, and I think they pretty much are. Like, they have kind of this profile, they have this sketch, they have these recordings, they're really just waiting for someone to come and, like, put it together for them.
And they have whatever happened at the crime scene that they won't fucking tell anyone.
They have all these details that they won't tell us about. It's not like a lot of other cases we cover where there's just no evidence at all. Like, they have evidence and they're kind of hoping forensics are going to help solve the crime. Tips still pouring every day and they're actively working on the case. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to mention about the forensics that I didn't delve much into this, but on one of the YouTube things that I watched, the girl says in 2018, some law was passed about being able mm-hmm. to use forensics for something, which they were really excited about. So there was like, so, and
forensics
again, like,
as in like what, like genealogy testing?
Well, what happened, I think because I remember watching the case, it was that they are able to take every person who gets arrested or charged something, they have to get their DNA. So then their DNA will now be legally allowed
in like a database.
To be tested in a database so people can compare. So if someone murdered a child in a different area, they were able to compare it to see if that DNA was on the victims here.
Yeah, so I think that's also why they are like hoping to lean into the forensic stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In addition to that, Kelsey is still very active using social media to get awareness out about the case in hopes that like someone again will know something. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not uncommon because like, you know, we've seen with the Up and Vanish podcast, like the more time goes on, the more attention something gets, people crack under pressure, people realize that they know something. You know, either in the press conference or in something that I'd read, authorities think that like this person has talked about committing this killing, maybe even bragged about it. So again, they think that somebody knows something.
They think that he's like getting off on the power of like watching them like look, but then the cops are kind of like, we know that you want to know what we know. But then like the profiler is kind of like, the profiler had said something like, yeah, these people, they don't even act nervous or jittery because they literally feel no remorse. So there's a couple different theories about that, which, and I don't know which one I believe, if I think that this person is power trip hungry or if they're just this fucking crazy person who killed someone and then went on and lived their life as if they didn't.
I don't know.
Wild. Yeah. I don't know either.
There is also a $2,000 reward, and
200,000.
What did I say? 2,000?
She said 2,000.
I can't read.
She's like, there's a $20 reward.
Yeah. I also read 250,000, so it's somewhere in that range.
Yeah, there is a reward. Also, police are still taking tips, and I feel I should say that they are urging anyone who can help to call the Delphi Homicide Tip Line at 844-459-5786, or you can send an email to Abby and Libby Tip at CACOSHRF.com. I think that's like an abbreviation for
something sheriff.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
In other news, a memorial park is being built in Delphi in honor of the girls. And like we said before, this small town where everybody knows everybody and you just, you know, leave your doors unlocked is still really
they're scared
by this. Everyone is reasonably frightened that there's a killer living among them.
Yeah, Kelsey had said that she, like, moved her bed into the room with her
grandma's room.
She's like, I'm not sleeping alone. Like, she was really rocked by this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. I think, again, it's so interesting because this really just feels like every episode of Criminal Minds come to life. I get like such lovely Bones vibes. Mm-hmm. It just feels like
it should be solved.
It feels like it should be solved. It feels like, I mean, they know. It just feels like it will be solved. I would be very surprised. And also, not for nothing, but 2020, we've had a lot of loose ends wrapped up. I think 2020 will be the year. I'm going to speak it into existence. We got Madeline McCann. We got
Golden Gallows.
Yeah. I forgot her
name. Golden State Killer.
I have to look it up, but it was a big deal. We haven't covered it yet, but we got the Golden State Killer, and we're just getting so many people. I think that the Delphi murders going to get solved in 2020.
I think that the Down the Hill on like the most, I think they just did one recently. I think that one of the people on the case did say that they have narrowed down. I think they initially had like 5 people of interest they were looking at, and they had narrowed it down to like 3 or 4, which I mean, I guess isn't that narrow, but they do have a handful of people that they're looking at. And yeah, they keep saying they're one tip away. And I know that that's like frustrating a lot of people to be like, just fucking then just, I mean, let's do something. But again, like, yeah, you don't want to just throw anyone in jail. You want to get the guy that did it. And I mean, but like they have a fucking photo, a video, and an audio clip of this murderer. Like, get him, you know, like it just
to be fair, like, that photo is so blurry. Like, it could be anyone on this earth.
Well, but they basically are like, it could be, they're like, it could be any white guy in Delphi, which is all of them.
Legit.
Like, they literally are just like, it could be any white guy in Delphi. Like, so that's 2,800 people. I mean, like, I'm very hopeful, crazy.
Yeah. About this one.
Do you guys think that there's truth to, like, do you think that the killer is still living in Delphi, or do you think that they've gone? How do you feel about that?
I think they probably still are, mainly because I think because it is such a small town, if any person who semi-fit this bill moved, that would be such a cause of alarm. Do you know what I mean? Where they'd sort of be like, okay, well, why are you like getting up and moving? Like, I feel like they would be like, okay, well, let's bring you in for questioning before you pop out of here.
I don't know. I feel like there are so many directions it could go. Like, cause this could be just, even in a small town, you have people who just fly under the radar. They're not particularly they're not particularly popular, charismatic, but they're not like super weird either. So they just maybe are a forgettable face. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to like living in a town that small, but I'm just kind of guessing.
I mean, clearly the guy never wore the jacket again. Because, like, if you see a guy walk, clearly the guy never wore that jacket again. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very clear blue jacket in the video. Like, I think if you'd saw any kind of guy walking around in a blue jacket and a hat, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be pretty wild to stay in this small town knowing that you're, like, under a microscope and really have nowhere to hide.
I know. I'm leaning more towards that he maybe works there. But he was clearly familiar enough to know that you can go down the hill. And I did read one thing that said that it seemed like they maybe were trying to cover it up because they were kind of like somewhat covered up, like in near part of this creek that, again, like on the edge of like a private property. So like it was semi tried to be covered up. And again, you would have to know this area to know
where. Well, I almost feel like that kind of
what's going on
now, because the guy was like, I mean, he was a shady person who owns the place, but I felt like it was sort of circumstantial of like being on the property line where it's sort of just like that just so happened versus, but I feel like it was someone who had to know that this bridge is the place that like kids would probably go to maybe. And that it was, and also the fact that it was a day off so that there would be kids there. So, you know, there's those layers to it that kind of, they have to be in the know of the town a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I truthfully don't know, but I feel this probably will get solved.
Solved, yeah.
I really want it to.
How could it not? Like they have a lot of evidence.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of stuff that they're sitting on, and I really just... But there's part of me that does respect the fact that they're, like, not saying the gruesome details, and, like...
I think that's a good move on them, yeah.
You know, but I also kind of... You know, I am interested in to know what these like weird oddities were that were at the site. You know, they've just painted this picture that like, you know, I'm like, what happened there? Like they've just painted this that it was just not normal. And I just, it's like, you know, we've seen and we've heard so many different things and I'm just wondering, but again, like I said, I think it is kind of like, for shock value, just to be like, you don't need to know this stuff. Like, the killer is the only one that knows, and we're going to get him.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep an eye out for any updates that come on and clue you all in. Yeah. And
everybody manifest it into the universe.
I need it. I need it to be solved.
Send the vibes. 2020, end of series finale.
We're getting Bridge Guy. Get the fucking Bridge Guy.
We're solving it. Maura Murray's next. What crime, if you guys could have one crime solved or like mystery or whatever, which one would you pick?
Let me see. We've done this before. And I think we have. Because you guys had said Madeline before, I think.
That's our question.
Well, now we need a new one.
Yeah, that is that's our Facebook question.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And everybody fucking puts JonBenet Ramsey. And I'm like, grow up.
We solved it.
Grow up.
I mean, this one would be right up there with it, and also Maura Murray because it's so frustrating.
I know. I want Maura Murray too, just because also it was like the first episode we ever did as a trio, and I just like I've been thinking about it so much since, and I just feel like there's like one dot that can connect, and it would all be solved.
My thing is gonna be Jennifer Kessie because she literally just up and disappeared. There's no way. Way something bad didn't happen to her, I feel like, because her disappearing was so out of character, and there's that one suspect whose face is obscured by the poles in the CCTV footage. So that's going to be my thing that if I could pick.
And also
my Facebook group answer.
There you go. And my one add-on to mine, I want to know what the fuck is happening at Fort Hood.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening there?
Yeah, somebody else went missing, right?
Yeah,
and I mean, was later found dead, I believe.
It's like the seventh person this year. Like, that's very weird, and I don't, there's no
information. And none of them have been white.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening there, but it's nothing good.
Yeah, new plan. Yeah. If you're planning on going into the military, do not go to Fort Hood.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that just really is stressful.
Lots of crazy stuff. I want to end this on a lighter note because as we were about to record this episode, I checked my email and I got an email that said it was from like service@paypal.com and it was like, ooh, your account has been closed. And I was like, fuck, what? So I clicked the email and it was like, oh, we noticed some suspicious credit card activity, like log into PayPal now.
Never click the emails.
Never. No, but I mean, I opened it, but I didn't click anything in the email because then once you open it, you see the address is like XPQ97 exclamation point at something.gov.com.hotmail.
I literally get, first off, I take offense that you used Hotmail in this. you know, I love my Outlook, but I think you never
get half our emails.
Yeah, a lot of them go to junk. But you know what? We're working on it. I've made a couple calls. I have not. I get literally a spam PayPal email almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every day.
Really? I've never gotten one before. So.
Oh, I get them all the time. And I also get all these Netflix ones. I'm like, you guys are idiots. I don't even have a fucking Netflix account. I use Robbie's.
Wow. I feel blessed. I don't get that much spam. Like, my spam is obvious. This was the first, like, one that... It didn't trick me, but it tricked me into opening it to be like, shit, what happened here?
PayPal. I always get scams on PayPal. PayPal Netflix.
Maybe I'll just change Apple my support. Password to be safe, but I feel like it's fine.
I did because I actually did get a real one from PayPal where it was like, but I could tell the difference right away.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but like, you can't tell until you open the email and you see who it's actually from.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the subject was always different, but so I have that thing now where PayPal, whenever I log in, they have to send me the text and I have to put in the thing, which is
two-factor authentication.
Oh, I hate that.
But yeah.
It's annoying, but it's honestly smart. Everyone should do it. Don't get scared.
And I honestly shopped so much during the quarantine that PayPal has never seen PayPal has never seen so many authorizations go through.
I love that. I love that. I haven't really shopped during quarantine at all, but now that we're sort of out of it and I'm like, ooh, I can go sit outside now. I'm like, should I buy clothes that I will only wear for a week before it gets cold again? Mm-hmm. And I have to make myself be like, don't do it.
I support it. Like I said, I've only bought yellow and green things. I clearly was needing some happiness during this time. So do whatever makes you feel good. And that goes for everybody.
Love it.
But yeah, this was such a good recommendation of an interesting case. And again, we're all manifesting that Bridge Guy gets mm-hmm. his.
Yep. So manifest Bridge Guy. And thank you guys.
Join our
so
Facebook
much.
Group.
Join the Facebook group. I know. Put your favorite unsolved mystery, not another true crime group. Don't put JonBenet Ramsey. I won't reject you, but I will begrudgingly accept you. And also follow us on Instagram at NATCpod. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Give us 5 stars if you like us. You can also follow me on Instagram at Sarah Lameme.
You can follow me at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K.
You can follow me, K-B, case with a C.
And we will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Betches.